بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله الكريم. Respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected elders and brothers, I would like to start today's discussion with a very interesting incident mentioned to us by late Hazrat Maulana Umar Palampuri Sahib rahmatullah alayh. What this incident had on its impact on a person and how it had changed and benefited the lives of so many people, I would like to start the discussion with this. Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib mentioned that this was in Bombay when a youngster went to a Muslim person's shop with 2 rupees and told the shop owner, "My mother has sent me with this 2 rupees. She wants oil, she wants rice, she wants sugar, she wants tea." Mentioned a host of things. When this shopkeeper heard this, he was rather alarmed and upset. And he says, "Bhag jao yahan se, 2 rupees mein kya milega? With this 2 rupees, what do you expect? To get all these items here? Go from here." So this boy put his head down and left. He went to another Muslim shop owner, who was Allah conscious. And with that same message, "My mother has sent me with 2 rupees and she wants rice, she wants oil, she wants various items." This shopkeeper, being an Allah conscious person, questioned this youngster. He says, "Where's your father?" He says, "I've got no father." He says, "Where's your mother? How come she sent you?" He says, "See, my mother is not well. This is the last 2 rupees that she's got. And there is, I've got my sisters and I've got no food in the house. She just got this last 2 rupees and she has sent me to see what I can get." This shook this person up. He became very concerned. He took whatever he could. And since he had came to know that this lady has got some daughters also, so this shopkeeper took his wife and went to this house. And really this was the case. This lady was ill. She used to go from house to house, washing people's dishes and clothing. And now her situation had become such, she was not well, she's got marriageable daughters, and no wealth in the house, no money in the house, difficulties, no husband. So this person did whatever he could to assist the family. But the interesting thing comes thereafter. How many other homes must be in this situation? This is in my neighborhood, and I'm unaware of what's happening. I need to do something. And subhanallah, he goes to the ulama and makes mashura with them. What an interesting and what a beautiful mashura was given by our ulama. He said, "Let's work in a way where we can assist all those families that are in need in such a way that we're not just going to give them handouts. No, you're working very good, but so much is your rent. So what we will ask you to do, instead of paying towards rent, you pay this towards your own apartment." And they establish what is called a Muslim colony. Established a Muslim colony. That these Muslims that were staying in dire conditions and were staying mixed with others, took them out and brought them in an Islamic environment where all are Muslims there. And where proper effort on deen can be made. At the same time, you take paid towards your apartment. Now this is that very important factor I would like to discuss today. And that is of giving alone. Alhamdulillah, I would go to this and say, Allah shukr. And Allah reward the people of South Africa, the Muslim people of South Africa, the businessmen of South Africa. When it comes to khairat, when it comes to sadaqah, alhamdulillah, millions and millions they are giving and assisting in various causes. And really Allah will reward you. Just to mention the virtues of this. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this dunya is made up of four types of people. One is that person whom Allah gives him the understanding of deen. Allah give us the understanding of deen. Say ameen. And Allah gives him wealth. And he uses his wealth in all the good causes. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person is the best of all people. Allah ta'ala hame ime se bana de. Allah make us from amongst them. Say ameen. The second category is that person, Allah ta'ala did not give him wealth. But Allah gave him that understanding of deen. And he has this niyat and wish, Ya Allah, if you give me wealth, I'll help those people are in this condition that are living in those squatter camps, those people that are suffering, I will assist them. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is like the first category, the best of people. Allah make us from among them, just to make a good niyat. Now here this person is making a niyat, Allah has given him an understanding of deen, and he wants to serve the deen. The third category is that person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give him understanding of deen, but gave him wealth. And uses it in a haram ways. That is the worst of people. In extravagance, in showing off, in haram things, Allah save us from that type. The fourth category, Allah didn't give him wealth, didn't give him deen. And he wishes if he had wealth, he'll use it in a haram thing. He's like the third, Allah save us. But the important point here, this wealth, alhamdulillah, when we use it, Allah will reward us. But the point that I would like to mention, mashallah, we are using it, we are spending. But let us capitalize, we are business people. Hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, that when a person gives in charity, in sadaqah, lillah, Allah multiplies it 10 times. If you give 1,000 rands, Allah gives the reward of 10,000. However, when you give a loan, Allah multiplies it 18 times. So you get 18,000 rands in sawab. Yet you're getting the money back. Can you imagine? Giving sadaqah, you're getting 10. But when you give loan, Allah multiplies it 18 times. When you give sadaqah, Allah multiplies it. Allah ta'ala gives the reward of one sadaqah. But when you give as a loan, Allah doubles it. Gives the reward of double loan. Double sadaqah. And very interestingly, when a person gives a loan to somebody, when a person gives a loan to somebody and says, okay, you must pay me in 30 days. Now for whatever reason he cannot pay you in 30 days and he pays you after 2 months. Thereafter, every day after the 30 days, the remaining days, for the remaining 30 days, Allah rewards you every day by 18. So the reward of giving sadaqah, a giving loan, is more than that of giving sadaqah. Yet you'll be getting that money back. Sadaqah you're giving, you're not getting back. Yeah, you're getting it back and Allah is giving you more. And very interestingly, even further, a person had passed away. Allah Ta'ala commanded the malaika to ask him what good deeds he had. He says he got no good deeds. Nothing. He is questioned, what have you come with by Allah? He says, Ya Allah, I have come with nothing. The only thing, Ya Allah, I had a policy with all my staff that if anybody whom you loan money to or you give him goods and he's unable to pay on the date that has been decided to pay, if he cannot pay, give him respite. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. And if he cannot pay at all, then forgive him. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's reply was, I am more deserving to forgive him. It is my right to forgive you. If you have been kind on your debtors, I will be even more kind. Never mind, I will enter you into Jannah. For being kind on his debtors. Allahu Akbar. Look at the reward. And why is there such reward? The interesting thing, why is there such reward? Allah is giving us more reward by giving a loan, yet we're getting it back in comparison to just giving sadaqah, which alhamdulillah we are doing in abundance. Why? This is the system that will break the system of the bank and interest. Today, everybody, whenever there is any difficulty, if I want to build a house, whatever I want to do, we're going to the bank. Why this thought has not come into the hearts of the Muslim? We haven't been educated that by if you lend your Muslim brother, Allah will give you more. Yet you're getting it back. Now there is few important points, which is a reality also. Maulana, we like to give loan. But many a times when we give them that loan, or we give them the, give that person the goods, he says, Assalamu alaikum after that. What are you talking about? And he puts us in a difficult situation. And we hear these kinds of comments coming across. Mauli Sahab, I will not deal with a Muslim. Allah forgive us. La yambaghi li mu'minin ay yuzilla nafsahu. It is not befitting of a believer to degrade himself. This is not our way. If we fear that we have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, we are not supposed to do these things. When we make a sincere promise that we're going to pay the person, we must pay the person. Not this, that we want to cheat the person. Because we understand, look at the hadith of Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person that takes the loan, or the person that takes the goods, and has no niyat of paying, Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a janazah would come to him, he will ask, does this person owe any money? Yes. Sorry, I am not performing his janazah. Someone, one of you can perform his janazah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not prepared to perform the janazah of those people that want to rob and cheat the people, who will take goods from them, take money from them, and have no intention of paying them. Allah save us. Really, this is that fitna. As the hadith comes, that this wealth is a fitna, and Allah protect us. Many a time, the person is owing millions. He's not prepared to pay, and he thinks that by me going for Umrah, mashallah, all is maaf. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Your debts come before you're going on your nafils. We need to understand these factors. And Nabi Sassam would not make the janazah. Would not make the janazah of such people. But on the other hand, when a person is sincere in about his paying his debts, then look how Allah Ta'ala assists. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a very, very interesting incident of the people of the past. Yeah, a person who's in dire need, he goes to a person and says, brother, can you lend me some money? I need 1,000 dinars or dirhams it was. He says, I'm prepared to lend you, but can you give me something as a guarantee that I can know surety? He says, I got nothing. Allah is my guarantee that I will return your money at this specific date, whether it was a month or whatever. The person, the lender then asks, who is your witness that you will pay me? So I got no witness. Allah is my witness. So this person on his word that Allah is my guarantee, Allah is my witness. He takes that money. This man gives the money to this person. And this person goes, on the due date, the borrower is now worried and concerned. There are no ships to take him across to the other side, so he can hand over the money to the lender. But that inner consciousness is pricking him, is bugging him, is scolding him. You made Allah witness, you made Allah your guarantee, you need to get that money to this man. And he was sincere. He comes to the shores. What must do? What must do? Allah inspires him. He sees a log there. He cuts this log. One side. He makes a hole inside. He puts that 1,000 dinars or dirhams. He seals it with a note inside there. And he throws it in the ocean. Ya Allah, I made you witness. Ya Allah, I made you guarantee. You make this reach the lender. Throws it in the ocean. Allahu Akbar. Allah wills it. After some time, this lender happens to be also on the other side of this of the river or the ocean. He sees this log floating in the water, looking rather strange. So he picks it up. When he picks it up, he sees that it was sealed. This thing looked like there's something inside. So he opens it. And he finds 1,000 dinars or dirhams in there. Allah makes him get it. But look at this borrower. He sent the money. But did it reach that person? I need to make sure. So when a boat is available, when he's able to go across, he goes at another 1,000 dinars or dirhams. And he goes to the lender, he pleads to the lender, brother, make me maaf. There was nothing available that I could come across to see you and give you your money. But there's your money. Subhanallah. Look at that lender. Look at that borrower, or the person that had lent the money. He says, you made Allah witness. You made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your guarantee. Allah ta'ala made that log reach me and I got my money. This is the nusrat when a person is sincere. And that is why Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, those that are sincere in pain, Allah's Rasul said, I will see to you that he's paid. Again, look at this interesting incident. Again about loans. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, one of the Ashara Mubashara, one of the great Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful quality he had. This was amanat dari that was in him. People trusted him. And this point of amanat dari is so important, this quality of trustworthiness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned one of the first things that will disappear from the ummah will be this amanat, this trust. Will come out of the hearts of the people. No one to find that you can trust today. Allah make us maaf. How we can be like that? Musalman, don't we realize we have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? You know, really it hurts my heart when I hear about that in the media, so and so Muslim person has gone on this scam and he's robbed so many thousands of people, or so many millions he has robbed people with. Allahu Akbar, Musalman, and you're degrading the Islam and the Muslims. لا ينبغي لمؤمن أن يزل نفسه. It is not befitting for a believer to degrade himself and to degrade Islam. How can I be like that? Allah, open our minds, really open our hearts, protect us from doing or saying things or behaving in such a way that we degrade Islam. I mean, it is so depressing. I mean, in the month of Ramadan, it has come in the media that Hilal Masjid, people are fighting. Astaghfirullah. What a degrade, what an insult, what the people are talking about us. Allah, make us maaf. Where is the tolerance? Say maaf, say ameen, brothers. Allah, guide us. Guide our children also. It hurts. Allah, protect us. We must always be those that I must protect Islam. Never do behave in such a way that people must find faults in Islam. Whether it's the way we drive our car, the way we park, the way we interact with the non-Muslims. They must be able to say that we would like to work with the Muslims. Allah, give us all hidayat. It really is depressing. Come back to this beautiful incident of Zubair radiallahu anhu. Look at him, but look at his sincerity also. People used to come to him, Hazrat Zubair, I've got so many thousands of dinars or dirhams or gold or whatever. Can you keep it for me basically look after it for me as an amana, as a trust? Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu used to say, no. Laysa zaman alal aman, as the hadith of Rasulullah SAW comes, if I take this as a trust, and if without my negligence, if it had to get lost or stolen without my negligence, I'm not obliged to pay you back. Because you have given it to me as a trust, and I'm keeping in safekeeping. And if somebody can come and steal it, or it could get burnt or whatever, then I am not obliged to pay it back to you if it's not out of my neglect. So I don't want to take it as a trust from you. I want to take it as a loan. He doesn't need the loan, but I'll take it from you as a loan in the sense that I will pay you back. Not as a trust. I'll take it as a loan. Then I'm obliged even if it gets lost or whatever, because I've taken it as a loan from you. So the people had agreed, mashallah, whatever happens, our money is guaranteed because I've given it to him as a loan. So in this way, Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu anhu became very much in debts. People used to give him, he used to take it as a loan. Came the time he was about to leave this world. He calls his son Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. He calls his son Abdullah, oh my son, I'm about to leave this world. I know I'm going to die in this battle. I have only one concern, and that is my debts. I have only one concern, and that is my debts. Allah, make us realize that. If you're owing anybody, my only concern is my debts. I need to ensure that they get the haqq. So Abdullah, he tells Abdullah, you make sure that all my debts are paid. And if you are in any difficulty, if you are in any difficulty, turn to the Mawla of Zubair. Turn to the Mawla of Zubair. So Abdullah asked the father, Zubair, oh my father, who is the Mawla of Zubair? He says, Allah. If you are finding any difficulty to pay my debts, turn to Allah. Because he was sincere. So Abdullah bin Zubair, after his father was made shaheed, now begins to calculate the debts, and it goes into millions. When he looks at the assets, how am I going to pay all this? Some of the people come up to him. They know that Zubair was owing a lot of money. Hakim bin Hizam radiallahu anhu comes to Abdullah, see, your father was owing a lot of people money. How much he was owing? So he gave a figure much less than what was the true figure. Not out of lying, but he felt ashamed. He says, now I don't think your father's assets will be able to pay it. But never mind, you pay me last. After you sort it out, and you want to, I'll make you maaf. Abdullah bin Zubair said, no, I want to see that I'll pay everybody out. And subhanallah, he went about with those assets, with those properties that Zubair radiallahu anhu had. He began to sell those properties, and the monies that he had, he began to pay out everybody. He had paid out everybody. Finally, look at the son also. What quality of amanatdari, trustworthy. When the children of his siblings and his other family members, those that are the wives, various wives of Abdullah of Zubair, are saying, now we need to pay, you know, distribute the estate. He says, no. For 3 Hajj, I am going to stand. I am going to make an announcement. Is there anyone that Zubair owes, come and collect it from me? After 3 Hajjs, he thereafter distributes. Zubair radiallahu anhu had 4 wives. Their share was 1/8 to be distributed amongst the 4 wives. But that 1/8 was so many hundreds of thousands of dinars or dirhams. What was this? This was that barakat of that sincerity. And the fact that he took this qarz, this debts, with this niyat, that I want to pay it back. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this understanding. And I would like to end off, one is the importance of lending for the object of helping our Muslim community. And to break the back of the banks. That is one. The second thing, that hadith that I recited in the beginning, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فِتْنَةٍ وَفِتْنَةِ أُمَّةِ الْمَالِ. For every ummah there will be a test, and the test for my ummah shall be wealth. And whether this wealth is in a way of making us becoming extravagant, wasteful, showing off in the way we have our wealth, in having extravagant and lavish weddings when there are people at our doorstep that have no food, Allah does not like that. Understand, Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the entire creation, al-khalqu iyala Allah, فأحب الخلق إلى الله من أحسن إلى 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 إله إلى عائله. All the creation is the family of Allah, and the best amongst you is the one that is good to Allah's family. Whether he's Muslim, whether he's non-Muslim, whoever. If we have this jazbah, I will simplify my weddings. I'll simplify my standard of my living so that I can help those that are living in the squatter camp, those that are suffering. How much Allah will love us. Instead of us using our wealth to show off, Allah give us understanding. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَا أَنْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ